Hard work beats talent when talent doesn't work hard. That's why when it comes to hard work, nothing works harder than a Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Check out a new Silverado at ChevyDriveChicago.com.
It's Peter Greenberg. You hear him with Eye on Travel Weekends on WGN. Where in the world are you today, Peter?
I'm in a place called Blueville in Maine.
I'm not familiar with this. Tell us something about it.
Well, it's down east in one of the more beautiful states in this country. This is the month to be here. September, of course, being the magic month. We're actually here shooting my new PBS special, part of our Hidden series, a one-hour special we're doing on the entire state of Maine.
Wonderful. I've never been. It's one of the states that is on my list. Of course, I've always wanted to go in fall when the colors are changing, and I know not to do that because, as Peter Greenberg always says, do not go to the places that you want to visit when everybody else is visiting at the exact same time. Okay. His phone dropped out, and then I saw he called back on line one, but we'll get him on the phone right now because the question is about this unlimited flight pass. Hey, Peter, what do you know about the flight pass for $299 from Frontier Airlines? Is that anything anybody should dare spend their money on?
I'm back, Lisa. You know what? It's an interesting idea if you have total flexibility in your schedule and you can stand by and spend a few extra days. Because remember, a lot of places where they fly, they don't fly every day or multiple times a day. So you want to go someplace, you may be staying there 4 or 5 days, even if you only wanted to stay two.
So maybe not bad if you have a kid in another city where Frontier flies and, you know, there's a good chance that you're retired and you can go use this pass. I'm sure there's a lot of small print that you have to be aware of.
Yes, but again, if your schedule's flexible, it turns out to be a pretty good deal.
Okay, good. All right, do I need to be concerned with the headlines that say, never leave your luggage on the hotel room floor? You know, I see that pop up a lot, and I'm like, I don't want bed bugs. What is it? Where the heck are you supposed to put it? I guess on the little,
well,
you know, what do you do?
No, it's actually, well, you know what? People make one classic error when they go to a hotel. They check into the room, and they put their bag on the bed, even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Bed bugs are hitchhikers, and they like to hitchhike in bags. So the best thing to do is two things. Don't put the bag on the bed. Put it on the floor. You might even want to put it in the bathtub. You know, just leave it there. Obviously, a dry bathtub. But there's one more thing you need to do, and that's before you ever really stay the night in that room, go over to the bed, pull back the bedspread, and then lift up the mattress from the box spring. And if you see red marks there, that means there are bed bugs. And so that's when you have to change the room immediately or check out of the hotel.
Just red marks. They don't have to be crawling or anything, right?
No. It's just the red marks. That's all you need to look for.
Okay. Is Vegas, I mean, we've talked about tourism in Vegas, and now they're offering everything they can to get people to come visit. This is because of tourism from international guests. Is that right?
Correct. They have a huge drop-off from Asia, and of course, we already know about the drop-off from Europe. And they're down, depending on who you're talking to there, anywhere from 9 to 17%. That's a big deal. One hotel there, you know, one of the things we've talked about on the show before, those draconian resort fees, at least one group there, Resort World, said they're eliminating them for at least the rest of the summer and into the fall. That's $45 a day. Multiply that for a five-day stay, that's a $200 discount.
That's sizable. Peter, are there travel apps that you suggest or that you use or you think they're worth the time?
Yes, but not one in particular, meaning I like Google Flights. They do a really good job of showing you what's available in terms of all the inventory. A lot of the online travel agencies like Expedia and Travelocity and Orbit, they don't show you all the availability or even all the flights. But Google Flights does a much better job. However, having done that, don't just depend on that. Make a phone call, too, and double-check with the airline. But it's a good way to start.
Hey, Peter, I'm taking a group to the UK in, next month, and you know, we had to get the visas to do that. And some of my passengers are concerned that they're going to keep track of who's got a visa and not, right? We'll bring a documentation as a backup, but they're going to have that recorded when we arrive.
Oh, absolutely, because you're going to get a confirmation as an email that it's been approved.
Right.
They do that. It has to sync up with your passport number. But do yourself a favor, just hit the print button on your computer bring that confirmation with you. That's all.
And Peter, he's also hosting a trip to Peru. And so I was interested in that. Tell me the highlights of any time you've been in Peru.
Well, you know, one of the shows that we do on PBS is called The Royal Tour with Heads of State. And we did the Royal Tour of Peru with the president. And we went to some amazing places that go way beyond Machu Picchu, which, of course, you have to go see. But there's a coastal town called Trujillo, where they surf in the most amazing way on these reed boats. There's Ayacucho way up in the mountain, and truly an amazing story of the Indians who live up there. And, of course, outside of Lima, so many things to see. And, of course, for food, you can't beat the ceviche.
Well, that's what I was going to say. I always ask you about what to eat when you're in a country. Use ceviche. That's it?
Oh, my goodness. And, of course, not that I'm a big drinker, but you can't go anywhere without a pisco sour.
Hmm. I can't go anywhere without one today, so I'm sure it'll be fine when I'm in Peru.
And what are the travel deals that we should be looking at and getting ready for? What will be popping up in the next 20, 30 days that you think we should take advantage of?
Well, they're already starting to pop up right now because, remember, we're now in the fall quarter, which is traditionally a lower travel period, number one. And number two, you're seeing, because remember the drop-off in foreign visitors to the U.S.? That means a lot of empty seats coming here, a lot of empty seats going back, and it's even worse now. So you're seeing airlines like Condor and Norse, and they'll be followed by some of the legacy carriers, starting to offer deals as low as like $258 round trip to London or $320 round trip to Paris. And while you can get those deals right now, they actually kick off starting October 5th.
Hey, Peter, you can speak to this more than most people, but I don't think a lot of us Americans. I send a lot of people to Portugal, and we've been to Portugal, and there's just this tragedy about this cable car in Lisbon. You know, it's getting a lot of play, but it's just an iconic part of Lisbon tourism, and it's just such a sad story.
It is a very sad story, and I've taken that funicular
sure.
numerous times. It's got such great history. It wasn't just built yesterday. It goes back a long way, and it's a wonderful, wonderful contraption. It's so sad that it failed when it did, and they had no recourse. A lot of people were crushed and killed. A lot of people were seriously injured, and it's not certainly going to be able to rebuild very easily as well.
And it's not it's not like a Statue of Liberty or anything like that. But when you look at a brochure for Lisbon tourism, you see that cable car.
It's a must stop. It's like the streetcars in Lisbon. You've got to get on one. I mean, it's just part of the.
Oh, we lost him again.
I'm right here.
Oh, okay. So here's the deal. I've been on a funicular. I was on one in Germany last fall. We always get on those modes of transportation in other countries, and we don't even give it a thought about, has OSHA inspected this? You know, I mean, we are protected by many rules in this country, and I'm guessing maybe those rules don't apply in other countries.
Well, you know, a lot of things get grandfathered in. You know, once it was built 50 years ago, it was built under those codes from 50 years ago, not codes from 50 days ago. That's the problem we have in every city, in every country, and that needs to be reviewed all the time.
But if you live in the EU, they would tell you they're overregulated as it is.
I would disagree.
Thank you so much for joining us. What are you covering on the show this weekend?
The show this weekend is coming from New York, actually, from the Tempo Hotel right in Times Square, an amazing hotel that was built literally on top of the historic Palace Theater. So we've got a lot of Broadway to talk about this weekend.
Wonderful. We'll be listening. That's Peter Greenberg. You can also find him at petergreenberg.com. That website is a wealth of information.